This is the Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. You can watch it as it happens on Facebook Live at WPLR FM or subscribe to Chaz and AJ wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm over here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Don't say who you are right now.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. Okay.
He's surprised.
Okay.
Yeah. Being surprised by himself.
Yeah. We've been. What am I trying to say here? This was an idea that Ashley had a while ago, and I thought, that's a great idea. I don't know if we'll be able to get these people because they're huge. And Ashley has worked on this and worked on this, and we appreciate these guys, especially this guy, making the time to come on.
Yes, absolutely.
So are we on Facebook Live right now? All right, so we're on. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
This is the Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. I'm Chaz. AJ's over there.
What's up?
This is Ashley.
Hello.
Phil.
Hello.
And then Pumpkin Pomps is on the other side of the lens. And then there's
Jingles
over there.
Hey,
I almost called her by her real name.
There's a person saying hello on the phone. I have no idea who it is.
Yeah. AJ, why don't you talk to this person, see if you can figure it out.
Ooh.
So how you doing?
I'm great. Did that help you out at all?
You're great.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's great.
So great. Too great, maybe.
Like, really, really great.
AJ's good at this game.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Can you play something, Phil?
I can. I feel like this is going to give it away immediately.
Good.
Okay.
So you saw this question mark over my head. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
I like beer because it is good.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yep.
I sing it in beer you bring.
Oh, my God.
I beer when I am sick.
It's Rob from Psycho Sick.
Psycho Sick.
Oh, man.
Beer is good. Beer is good.
Oh, my God.
Beer is good. Beer is good.
I freaking love this band.
Beer is good. Beer is good.
Every video you guys have made is fantastic. Oh, my God. I love the I effing hate you song. I mean, that is, oh, my God. That, yeah. I wish I could play that on the air. I freaking love that. I love this band.
There are so many times in the show, we should probably beep tone that chorus.
Yeah.
And, like, play that when you're mad at us.
I hate you. You're right.
You could play it for Phil.
Yeah.
You would have played it for Phil, like, four times. You would have played it for our jingles.
I would have done it live.
You would have played it for Keith.
Wow.
Yeah.
I could have used it today, big time. Yeah, it should be my ringtone, actually.
Rob from Psycho Stick. Welcome to the show, brother.
How's it going, guys?
Excellent. Awesome.
Thank you so much.
AJ loves you and your band, and because of AJ's passion, he's played so many of your songs in our top 10 list.
Yeah.
That we now love your band.
See, that's how it typically works. You kind of like have to force Psycho Stick down somebody's throat a few times, and then they eventually develop a taste for it.
Exactly. So, yeah. Right. Taste a stick. Yep.
Oh my.
That should be a song.
That should be the back of a t-shirt.
Taste the stick.
Psycho Stick on the back. Taste the stick.
Yeah.
It could be. I actually like that idea. And,
take notes, Rob.
Yeah, feel free, man. Use it.
I'm just going to roll with it. Yeah, it's great.
Cool. Very cool.
Where are you guys from? When did you come together? All that stuff.
Well, we originally formed in Phoenix, Arizona, way back when. Wow, long time ago now. Crazy. Came together there, and we're based out of Chicago. It's a lot easier to play events and shows from the more central location in the world. So we did that. It's been a crazy ride, let me tell you. Comedy metal, apparently some people like it, so we keep doing it.
It's one of these, and you know, AJ's been spreading the word here. So you get someone like AJ loving you.
Yeah.
They start telling their friends, and it becomes this, you're like this cult classic.
Yeah, myself and Flanders. Like, Flanders is also a Psycho Stick fan. Yeah. He's like, oh my God, you like Psycho Stick also? I'm like, yeah, it's like a club, like a little cult.
Yeah. How did you find them?
I was, the beer song, I saw that one time, I think it was like on Fark.com, had it posted there. So I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then I needed a song for a top 10 list. I forget what it was. And I just kept, I saw the Psycho Stick. I'm like, what's this? And the title of the song fit what the top 10 list was. So what I do now is every time I do a top 10 list, I try and find a Psycho Stick song that would go along with it. Like, we had the worst summer job. So I used the Minimum Rage song or something like that. that you had. And yeah. I mean, they have
it's
songs.
It's Minimum Rage.
Yeah, there's songs.
That's clever.
There's something for every single type of subject, every type of mood.
Well, the Thanksgiving one is one that I specifically remember because the music video that you guys made for that one was amazing because you're like furiously eating mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Is that when they start killing each other? And then the turkey
busts through the wall.
Starts attacking them, right, and kills them all, yeah.
Yeah, that you know that song's a Slipknot parody, right?
What?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that because it's like an obscure Slipknot like B-side that we made it, wrote a parody of.
Right.
If you go to the video, on the YouTube channel, it'll link to the original. I think that's on there.
Right.
You can listen to the original and then be like, oh, yeah, okay. And so we kind of took that and turned it into a Thanksgiving thing because, you know, we're idiots. That's what we do.
It's a great move.
It's very entertaining. I mean, every single like video you have, like for example, for the I Effing Hate You song, I mean, it's done like in this beautiful way with a John Williams from the Star Wars, that guy.
The conductor.
They even have him like a symphony like interweaved into the video. It's hilarious. And then they have an outtakes afterwards, which is hysterical also, where they're making the making of the video, where it's every single thing is fantastic. It's just a really, really great video.
And Chaz, I can tell you the song that we played that got you looped in with them.
I'm going to eat an entire pizza by myself.
I'm
going to eat an entire pizza.
And that's the only lyrics.
That's it. This is the whole song.
Over and over again.
Do you know how many people you touched with this song? I mean, deep, deep down. Like, this is...
Yes! Yes! I relate to that song! I can show you on the dial if you like. Where you touch me.
Who in the band eats an entire pizza?
Oh, I think we all have once or so. I definitely used to when I was younger.
Right.
I would get a legit large pizza, you know, like foot and a half diameter or whatever, and just eat the whole thing sitting there. And, you know, I was when I was young and skinny, and then eventually that caught up with me.
It caught up to you, yeah. Now you are an entire pizza by yourself. Yeah.
I'm around like a pizza now, so it's fun.
And the cool thing about them is it's not just like their own songs and the videos. They did a very epic version of Danger Zone.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, because the...
And I used it for some kind of...
Top Gun Maverick trailer was
exactly.
Released.
Oh,
can you find that film?
I'm looking for it, yep.
Yeah, Danger Zone, Psycho Stick. It's epic. We played it on the air for the top 10 list. I forget what the list was, but it was... I'm like, oh, this is perfect.
They did a cover of another popular song, too. They do them so well, the covers.
Yeah, I mean, everything that Psycho Stick does is fantastic. I'm such a huge major fan.
And we're getting comments on the Facebook Live that AJ has converted a lot of people in the state to become Psycho Stick fans
as
well.
Nice.
Ah, smooth.
Oh,
here it is.
President of the fan club, I guess.
He is.
AJ's president of the Connecticut fan club. Oh, I like this. Oh, nice voice.
Oh, yeah. Metal under tension, begging you to touch. It's like a harder version.
Oh, I love it. Away to
the danger zone. The drums.
Double bass, yeah.
They needed that. It was such a weenie song.
They should use this for Top Gun Maverick.
You gave it balls. You can hear him.
All three of us are sitting here headbanging together.
Right. We have to sing her on the phone. We're not even talking to her. No. Right? We're listening to the tune.
Just jamming out.
Shut up. Psycho Stick's on.
He's like, I got up early for this shit. Yeah. But the Psycho Connecticut people.
Oh, this is awesome.
I told him you were a fan.
Oh, one guy's
a fucking stalker.
Oh, that's, you know, it's weird because when you're singing the pizza song, you don't hear the vocal ability.
Well, that's a different guy, one of the different guys in the band.
Oh, so everybody.
I think it's the bass player does that one, right?
Yeah, that's Maddie.
Yeah.
Okay. And then was that you singing, Rob?
Yes.
Yeah, wow, you have some
He
ability.
Does the bulk of the singing, like, you know, like he was like the lead on the I Fucking Hate You song and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the Danger Zone's been out, that cover's been out for a little while now, and like I just was scrolling down Reddit and I noticed that they put out a new trailer for the new Top Gun movie,
right,
which
yeah.
I knew was coming. And I'm looking at my phone, and it hasn't rung yet. Nobody's called us up and said, hey, can we use your Danger Zone for the Top Gun movie?
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah. Their mistake, yeah. man. Their mistake.
I know. They're probably going to get, like, Nickelback or something to do, do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, been there, done that.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Whatever.
Well, we're going to leave it to the internet now to grab clips from the original Top Gun, put it to this song.
Right.
Right, and then Psycho Stick will post it on their site if it's good.
You have to speed up the film, though, because they play it a lot faster than the Kenny Loggins version. They really do. Are you ever, ever, ever going to play in Connecticut? Because I have to see you guys live.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't do any of the booking, and I don't know exactly what's coming up. But we play Connecticut a lot over the years, and we'll probably play there again.
AJ's got to bring you out.
It seems like a good fit for the toy drive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We'll have them play the toy drive in the morning and then have them do a gig that we're behind Friday night.
What are you doing,
night?
What, December 10th?
This is speed metal. Santa's coming to town!
That sounds fantastic. It's what you need first thing in the morning.
I mean, we played there a bunch, so we have no problem playing there again.
Well, Let's work on that. Let's work on getting you guys here in December. We do an annual toy drive. It's a big deal. We collect toys for kids who, without this toy drive, wouldn't have anything to open. We'd love to get you in, play a couple of songs in the morning, and then maybe we can get behind a gig on that Friday night.
Right. Make some money.
Sure.
Awesome. See that?
I don't know if I take him seriously because he sings parody songs. I don't know if he's like saying, sure, we'll do it.
No, I think it's legit. That was a legit sure.
What's great about the Danger Zone music video, too, is it looks like Val Kilmer now can be in that music video and like you wouldn't think twice. You'd be like, yeah, he fits there.
Yeah.
So I was doing research on Psycho Stick a little bit, and your stick has a name.
Yeah.
Right?
His name is Walter.
Walter Stick.
Yeah, Walter Stikowski the Ninth.
Nice.
Stikowski.
He's been around with us since the beginning.
All right, yeah.
How did you name him? Like, what's the concept there?
Oh, I don't know.
Drinking?
You know, I get that question often. How did you come up with this? It's like, I think I hit my head or tripped and fell or ate something too spicy and it just popped in there somewhere. It's like, I really don't know how these ideas happen. They just naturally happen in a weird way. So
the band's called Psycho Stick, and your wiener's called?
Their mascot is a stick on the website.
An actual
stick with a face.
I thought it was his wiener.
No.
It sounded like his wiener.
No.
It's like, wow, it's Walter.
He may have a different name for that.
His own identity?
No, his wiener's called Dixie Normus, yes.
Right. Stixie Normus.
Yeah. Yes.
But, no, it was just, all that stuff is over the years has just been like, you know, just, yeah, just bouncing ideas around, and we just the best part about what we do is that when we sit down together, we just come up with ideas. And if they make us laugh, like legitimately laugh, like we end up usually running with
it
some way. Yeah.
Right.
So that's pretty much how all of it comes together. It's a very simple formula. We just, if it makes us laugh, we usually do something. With
yeah.
It.
If we like it, if we think it's fun, and then we'll do it.
That's the best formula. Yeah. You have fun doing it.
Have you guys done any other covers of 80s songs?
Oh, boy. Let me think here for a sec. We don't have a recording of this or of these next two because we just haven't gotten around to it. But we did a Gloria Estefan thing.
Yes, that was the other one I was thinking of.
Yeah, and we did a Madonna medley, which I thought was really funny because it just, Madonna, you know, it doesn't sound metal at all, and that's typically when we pick something to cover. It's typically something that isn't metal, and we make it metal. So,
and let's face it,
we'll eventually record these. I think like we want to. It's just, you know, we're crazy all over the place. So.
And let's face it, a lot of guys have done Madonna.
When and when you're the people who follow you, the people who come out to the shows, do they wear a certain thing? Like the parrot heads wear parrots, and the Deadheads, they got their thing. Like, is there a look to the folks who come out? Like, do they bring sticks with them? Or
are there sticks out while they're watching you?
I mean, sometimes we'll have fans come out that dress based on a song. Like, we don't typically have, like, a common theme. like I think one of the last tours we did, the Stock Sandals and PJ Pants tour, and a lot of people came dressed like, you know, they were about to go to bed.
Right.
So that was pretty neat. We had a tour called this Terrible Shirt Tours. They find the worst possible shirt they could find at like Goodwill or something, and
or my house.
Wear that to the show. That was a lot of fun.
And so do you bring people up on stage for that? Is there a winner, or it's just
sometimes? Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, that's cool.
It depends. Yeah.
All right, we want to see you guys.
Yes.
So we're gonna work on that. Ashley's okay. Going to be bugging you some more on the
Absolutely.
Phone.
Flanders, former intern Flanders, is in the chat right now saying that he's seen Psycho Stick twice in Hartford, and nice. He would go again the second they came back.
Awesome.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, Hartford, had some great shows there.
You definitely have a big audience here in Connecticut, even bigger now that AJ's been spreading the Psycho Stick word. So I think it's...
The Psycho Stick stick?
The Psycho Stick stick.
Right. The Psycho Stick, period, yes.
Yeah. I think it's time to come back.
Okay. Yeah. Do it.
So easy.
Yeah, see?
He's like, okay, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other questions in the chat room, or do we want to do another song before we let Rob go?
Did you want to pick one that you want us to play? I see that the dog one that you guys posted recently is getting a lot of play, it looks like, on your account.
Oh, Dog Likes Socks?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that one.
All right, let's see. Hold on. We've got to sit through the ad here.
Of course. There's always got to be an ad. I'm only trying to watch Psycho Stick. I'm like, what the F, really?
The little trailer was playing, though, before I clicked on it. The dog's just laying on the couch, and they just drop a sock on his face.
Nice.
So your last album last year, Do, available on your website.
I'm a dog and I like socks. Yeah. I like socks. I'm a dog. Give me that sock. I'm nom nom. Give me that sock. I'm nom nom. We like socks. I'm a dog and I enjoy playing with socks for some reason. Don't judge me.
Don't judge me.
We are dogs. We like socks. I'm a dog. I love socks. Pick up the sock, then throw the sock. I'll catch the sock and bring back the sock. Pick up the sock, then throw the sock. I'll catch the sock, then bring back the sock. Pick up the sock, then throw the sock.
So the band's going to ask us, how the interview go? Good, I just sat there and listened to our music.
Yeah.
You always do that. Brilliant.
That's so great.
It's brilliant.
That's my favorite one.
Oh, man.
He's like, these people are crazy.
But they're going to give us a gig. Who cares?
We love it. We love the band.
We like it crazy. It's fine.
Yeah.
You have a whole group of new fans here in Connecticut, so we'd love to have you come back.
Yeah, man.
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Thanks for coming on, brother. We really appreciate it. You made AJ's weekend.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much. Actually, made my whole month.
No problem, guys.
Thank
you for having me.
Thank you.
Of course.
You're always welcome here.
Yep. We'll talk to you soon.
Psycho Stick! Right,
thank you, Rob.
All right. No problem, guys. Thank you.
Take care. Thank you, guys. That was cool.
That was Ashley's
that was all
idea.
Ashley.
Thank you so much,
all
Ashley.
All Ashley.
Yeah, I gotta erase all the stuff I wrote on the wall about it.
In the bathroom stalls. He actually thinks we're crazy though.
Oh.
Rob.
Yeah. The psycho guy from Psycho Stick was psycho.
Yeah, I had no real questions other than how'd you start, all that. And then that was it.
So, he was great though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, what a fun band.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Love to hear them.
You should watch their videos over the weekend.
Oh, I'm definitely downloading Danger Zone.
Yeah, and then and check out the I Fucking Hate You song. It's hilarious because the video is a sweet, syrupy thing, but what they're saying is vile. It's awesome.
I don't know how you didn't take the chorus of that, have Phil beep tone it, and then just play it every time one of us pisses you off.
Yeah.
I know it would get overplayed quickly, but man, that's
part of my therapy.
Funny.
Yeah. They're a great band. They've got great sense of humor. Yep.
All right. What else? Boy, that was good.
Yeah. Fun.
I don't know how to follow that.
Yeah. I don't know how we... Yeah. Maybe they're not a good fit for the toy drive, but damn.
Well, you know, they have...
You got to bring them in.
They have songs that are they're radio friendly. You know, when the beer song they can play. The dog sock song you can play.
Right.
And the I Fucking Hate You cannot play.
Right.
But they can make Christmas songs really cool and metal.
Yeah.
You
maybe.
Know what I mean?
If they have a heads up, maybe they might do a Christmas song.
They have done that. So they have a cover of O Tannenbaum that they've done in the style of Rammstein.
Oh,
we've
yes.
played this on the
yes,
air, too.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Yeah.
I've used them so many times. I think it's...
Yeah.
Frohe Weihnachten. Von Psycho Stein. Du grunst nicht nur zur Sommerzeit. Nein, auch im Winter, wenn es schneit.
That's fine.
Old
Town and Baum. The musicianship is fantastic.
Old Town and Baum. Old Town and Baum.
How many people are in the band?
You got Rob, you got one guitar player, one bass player, one drummer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think it's four guys. I'm not
yeah,
sure.
Four guys,
sometimes
yeah.
other guys appear in the videos and I can't tell if it's just like their buddies hanging out or
yeah,
if it's like actual
buddies.
Members of the band.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Because it seems like in the Thanksgiving like a bunch of people get killed. But
yeah.
I mean, this turkey takes everybody out.
Really?
It's pretty bloody, yeah.
Do they have a record label? What's this?
What? We're low on battery.
Oh.
Our recording device.
So that means it's time for us to go
Ashley's
bye-bye.
Ashley's phone.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, already?
So now it's time to say goodbye.
Yeah. How much power do we have left?
I think it said 10%.
Like, oh, plenty of time.
I don't have the power.
Plenty of time. All right, are we done?
I guess we are. We're running out of power.
Everybody has plans this weekend?
I'm in Jersey.
Weekend.
Yep.
Nice and hot.
Yes.
Hot.
Yeah, stay hydrated.
In the hot.
We'll see you back here Monday. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
The Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. Catch Chaz and AJ in the morning, daily from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 99.1 PLR in New Haven, Connecticut.